Steve, a lot of talk about the Dallas Cowboys. I wanted to ask you, are the Dallas Cowboys the Juventus of the NFL? Because that's what I was told yesterday.
Everybody wants to see them lose. Everybody wants to see them lose, and they do not disappoint.
Well, tonight people are not tuning in to talk about the NFL. I know probably you're going to probably put in some comments in there, but we're here to talk about the little walking the dog that we did yesterday. We're going to talk about some upcoming news for the channel, a special interview that you're coming up on Wednesday. We're going to talk about some Serie A results, obviously, the all these owners going after the referee, Steve, because, you know, they got to give us content to talk about that. But on that note, if people really wanted to know when are we going on, when we're not going on, what are... See, I got the wrong one. Stevie P, what do they need to do?
You got to subscribe, guys. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that thumbs up. Hit that bell. And you're going to know when Milan Weekly Podcast goes on, Coast to Coast goes on, Local Soccer Show goes on. And have it on for Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Top Secret El Presidente Special is coming up on Wednesday afternoon. So prepare your panini if you're in the Eastern time zone. Get yourself all nice and cozy if you're on the other side of the pond, because we're going to rock it.
On that note, Stevie P, are we ready?
Let's go.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P. Benvenuti nella casa della Giroud in area, si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
Maignan with another magical save. Teo Hernandez, coast to coast, del numero 19. Leao carica il mancino! Eccolo qua! Rafa Leao!
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a much-needed, convincing 3 points of Milan, and a brisk, light walk. Walking out the dog, Milan. Stevie P, Vinny T here, faithfully every Monday. Stevie P, how are we doing on this, as I can see, an NFL playoff Monday? It's the day after we win, and the day before Juventus, because, you know, Juve, they played on a Thursday, so they get 5 days off, you know. But how are you feeling today?
Very good. Good win. And we have the Eagles losing, so that's going to create some controversy in the Milan Club Montreal chat. We got Kumbara Joan, who is stressing now. He's nail-biting himself. He's got himself he's in the second quarter, so he has some time, but...
What's the score? What's the score, Steve?
13-0. 13-0.
Ça va pas bien. Ça va pas bien. And, you know, on parle français ici, and there was a French kind of connection over at Milan. Let's get straight into it, Stevie P. Again, you know, you got to leave it. By the way, apologies to everybody. I fell asleep before we did the pregame chat. That's what happens. I'm sorry, guys. But we will be there before Udinese on this coming Saturday. Steve, the conversation was always coming back with, again, Giroud starting. Why Giroud? Why isn't Jovic starting? In the end, he went with the same starting lineup. I think just Gabbia being changed there. A lot of guys talking about, you know, why isn't Simic starting? I wasn't complaining. I'm like, hey, this is what he decided to do. In the end, it did work out. I know Roma was... We'll talk about Roma, but did you have a problem with his selection?
Yeah, didn't like Gabbia at all. I just didn't think that this is the direction that Milan wants to go. It worked out well, but still something that I did not like in the selection. You know, you have these young guys from La Primavera. You know, you give them a chance here and there. Well, let's give them a chance against one of Italy's top, even though they're not playing at their top. But It would have been an interesting test against Lukaku, but again, Lukaku didn't really do much. So, Kjær and Gabbia, sure. Minestra Riscaldata, we went and get back Gabbia from Villarreal. I understand the move for depth. We're really, really thin down the middle. But in regards to who's starting, I want to see the Primavera kids starting. So
the way Sonny put up the starting lineup, I thought I saw a bit more of Loftus-Cheeks behind the striker, maybe like Reindeers and Adley. I guess this is the way he's always going with the 4-3-3, Steve. I mean, we shouldn't be looking at the 4-2-1-3 or whatever he was trying to come up with. But Loftus-Cheeks, you know, for me, I don't know. I just don't find he's been, yes, he was present during this game a lot better than the last ones, but Adley, you know, what a great moment for him scoring. I know we have the Adley lovers and we'll have questions about him, but I think one of his best performances so far, especially when he's starting, because we've had this conversation before, it just looks like he plays a lot better when he starts, but happy for him, especially that reaction when he did score, fully deserved.
Yeah, we spoke about it, and I'm not going to hide the fact that, you know, we said when he started against Cagliari in the Coppa Italia, it was Cagliari, and they were not that great of an opponent for Milan. Now he's starting against Rome. I can't use that same excuse again. I think he's coming into his own. It took him a long time, a lot of patience for him to get into the starting lineup. It's funny that he scores once we sell Krunic. That's a very interesting little tidbit there. But I'm happy for him because it's someone who stayed professional, didn't moan. We hadn't seen him in the longest time. The fans, myself included, very hard on him when he plays bad. And now you have to tip your hat when he plays well. And you see that when he plays and does what he has to do and not try to do too much, I think he is an effective player. And with more minutes in Serie A, similar to what, you know, what we're asking for from the Primavera players, a young guy like Adley with more minutes, I think will get used to the pace and the tempo and the physicality, and maybe he might turn into something that's very useful for Milan. So,
good for him. Steve, we're watching the game, and I'm looking at Roma, and I'm looking at Bizak, I'm looking around, I'm like, how are they 8 guys back when they're losing 1-0? It's just like they had their chances. Don't get me wrong. Like maybe Mike did have some great saves, but Lukaku, did he even touch the ball, Steve? And it just doesn't seem that Roma, I can't say a team doesn't want to win, but they didn't do anything to even bother us.
Yeah, so we talk about Roma a lot. And again, this is a byproduct of Serie A and how they're not helping teams like Roma. Roma has an owner that needs to be financially stable. Again, American-owned owner. They really can't spend much and don't spend much. You know, I think reading about Mourinho's comments where, you know, the Dybalas and the Matic signings that they would have made in the past were signings that Roma was going to make because they're willing to gamble on their health, right? And Dybala being out of the lineup more than he's in the lineup, again, changes Roma completely. Roma goes the way Dybala goes, and when Dybala is not available, that's what you're getting. You have absolutely no offensive creativity. You have nothing in the final third. You have guys that are brainwashed to defend, defend, defend. And again, people criticize Mourinho, and you know it's always Mourinho's fault, but there's not much to do with this Roma because they just lack quality and they lack depth. And that's in their mercatos, that's in what they can and cannot sign. And this is a byproduct of the bigger picture, which is Serie A failing to generate funds for teams like this where they can spend and be able to be much more competitive. If we just go back a couple of years, Milan-Roma game, you know, is something that you're really looking forward to and the excitement. And last year, correct me if I'm wrong, we were winning 2-0. We played 86 minutes of that game and ended up dropping 2 points. So
as soon as you made those changes and we just dropped, people back then liked to blame Pioli on that one. But it's like, how do you let two goals come in. Like, you know, it was just, anyways, Roma's not exciting to watch. And Steve, Mourinho, does he finish the year?
I think he'll finish the year. I would be very surprised if they let him go. There's rumors on the Twitter / Xverse that De Rossi se prepara to take the bench. And, you know, I forget who was making that comment. I read it on Twitter, and I really apologize for whoever made it. It's not my comment, but they made 100% sense saying that, you know, I don't think this is De Rossi's time to take over Roma. It would be a la Milan, you know, putting someone who's given so much to this team on a bench where it's unable for him to succeed long term. Maybe in the first couple of games, you know, a la Gattuso, a la Pippo Inzaghi will get some results. A la Seedorf will get some results. But just the quality of the team is not there for someone like him with not a lot of experience taking over a team like Roma, especially in this delicate time. Will it help Roma to get Mourinho's wages off their books? Yeah, probably. But what's that going to do to the rest of the Campionato for Roma, right? Like Milan out of Coppa Italia lost to Lazio in the Derby della Capitale. That really doesn't sit well with the fans. No. And then don't even show up against Milan. So this is a very tough time for Roma. I'm very curious to see what happens, but I don't think this is all Mourinho's fault. I think he has some blame, just because I think his style is really, he wants to get those points and he'll play defensive if he has to. But traditionally, guys, Roma throughout the years have had some fantastic teams. And, you know, speaking to Romanista friends like Vince Gattuso, we remember Spalletti getting shit on for finishing second. So, and losing his job for finishing second. They're nowhere close to second. They're nowhere close to that team in the past. And let's say the way it is. Financial fair play has not been kind to Roma. They forced them to sell a ton of players, you know, and not be able to generate the funds to reacquire those players. So what happens? This is what happens. You settle and you become complacent with the mediocrity. And now Roma is just meteor.
Theo looked pretty good, Steve. It's been a while that we hadn't seen him play, you know, obviously back
in his regular position. Well, thank you for putting him left back, Pioli. That's where he plays.
One guy I was going to ask, you know, like obviously always our friends at Milan Post about the tops and flops. Steve, it hurts me to say, but the flop again for me was, I just felt Leao. I think it's maybe for expectations of Leao. You know, am I being too harsh? Am I being too critical of the guy? Is it, how did you find his performance?
I just wish that he would concentrate more on the mental portion of his game and where he's at. And I agree. I don't think you're being harsh at all. I think he's underperforming big time. Are we going to start another curse of the 10 like we did a curse of the 9? I have no idea. But it seems like the 10 is weighing heavy on him. He's just trying to do too much. He looks really awkward and at sometimes even dumb on the on the field. You know, there's certain times where, you know, him and Theo Hernandez really connect well. There's other times where they're in each other's feet. It just doesn't make sense. And I think it's more on Leao than it is on Theo Hernandez. There's another time where, you know, you saw Ruben Loftus-Cheek and him both on that same, the same ball, you know, almost tripping over each other. It looks comical. But Leao needs to figure out how to play soccer. And we've always said it here on Milan Weekly Podcast. You cannot deny his athletic ability and his flair and, you know, what looks good to the youngins on YouTube and the shorts and so on and so forth. But in terms of soccer sense, it's lacking. And I would wish that someone would take him under their wing and show him that there's a lot more to this game than just the tricks and flicks. And if he would just focus on that, I think he would be, no joke, I think he would be two times better than he is, because he's so fast, he's so dynamic that the tricks and flicks almost slow him down and almost make him look like he's not on the same page as everybody else. You know, the get the ball on the wing, try to take someone in, try to take someone on the left-hand side and try to make an across. You know he's going to do that. Take the ball on the left, try to cut in, slowly cut in, slowly cut in, and never release the shot. We know you're going to do that, Leao. We need to see more.
Hopefully he gets out of this rut. And to Marcus and to Liban Youssef, yes, guys, sorry you didn't catch me. I fell asleep. I set up the whole pregame chat. Sorry about that. My bad. Steve, how about maybe the flop was the potato field that San Siro was? Jesus Christ. It's like, it seems like we're playing on this pitch every 2 days. Like, it was bad, Steve. It's the first time we really realized, like, holy shit, is this pitch bad?
It's been bad for years. Okay? It's not a surprise. It's once we get to the winter months, the field just doesn't hold up. The grass doesn't catch. It looks like exactly what you said, potato patch field. And, you know, watching NFL football, for those who love it, we saw the minus 37 degrees Celsius in Kansas City. That field held up. You know why, Vinny?
Why?
It got millions and millions of dollars invested in a heater. It heats the field. You know, there's so many things that are happening with fields and what people are doing, especially in the U.S., regarding the football stadiums. You know, I think it's Las Vegas and, if I'm not mistaken, in Arizona, the field retracts out, takes sunlight, and then retracts back in to play the actual game. San Siro doesn't even have toilets. We don't have toilets,
guys. Uncle Jerry, bring us a new stadium.
But this is what it is. It's not Uncle Jerry could do. He's not going to make miracle, Uncle Jerry. If Serie A doesn't change their mindset, it's over, guys. It's over. We're going to enjoy these 3-1 wins. And for everybody out there who has kids, if Serie A doesn't wake up, guys, the Buffalo Bills are getting a new stadium. The Buffalo Bills are the ultimate losers. They just continuously lose. They've lost 3 Super Bowls in a row. But they're getting a new stadium.
If Real Madrid got a new stadium, why can't we?
Well, Real Madrid just renovated. So. Well, basically, they renovated, like you said, I agree with you and disagree at the same time. It's not new. It's just they re-renovated it so much that it's brand new.
It's like a brand new one.
Yeah. So, and you see the technology behind that. Yes, okay, Real Madrid does have the funds of the Spanish government, which Italy and Milan do not. But guys, are we still fighting over pieces of land that you're never going to use? You're never going to use them. Italians are the best at complaining for everything. They're just constantly complaining. But just make them build the goddamn stadium. In the States, there's better university and college, and I'm even tempted to say high school stadiums than what we have in Italy.
It's sad to say. Who knows? Maybe one day with this bureaucracy. Hopefully. Stevie P, we do have Udinese on Saturday.
That's always a special one. A Saturday game against Udine that's magically on fire. Ah, great. It's a good recipe to drop points if they're not ready.
And we're going to take a look at two after we have Bologna. So, you know what? Before we go to the Patreon questions, let's go through, our own version of La Giostra del Gol. And this segment is brought to you by Fubo TV, your home of all things Serie A. And Steve, that's how our boy Vinny Mancini went from Winnipeg to Toronto. He was greeted by Timmy, was greeted by Facebook. Frank, they watched live on Fubo TV. So thanks. What do you think?
Think Vinny Mancini would have went a little bit further east and come and visit his friends on Milan Weekly Podcast to hear? Boom!
It's in the plans. It's in the plans. So starting off, Steve, I was watching
this. Hey, game. Look at that. Look at that.
Steve, if they weren't going to score that last minute game.
Hey, guys, honestly, we never plan this stuff. We never go from script. And, you know, tons of people sent me the voice notes for that Napoli rant. It was fantastic. It's too bad Twitter and their algorithm sucks of ass. And it couldn't get to more people because that in, you know, the five to how many years have we been doing this?
Officially?
Yeah.
Us, me and you together, over 10 years.
I have to say, guys, and Vinny, you correct me if I'm wrong because you listen to it from the other side. That Napoli rant, for me, was a moment of brilliance.
And okay? It came out of nowhere.
I will never, ever be able to repeat that same rant again.
I showed my lady friend that speaks French. She's French Quebecois, and she was like, mais qu'est-ce qu'il dit? Je comprends pas, mais il est drôle. So if you if you got to the other language, so yes.
The Napolitan fans were pissed, Vinny. Woo!
And you know what? Steve loves that so
much. I love it. Voice notes. This was amazing. But big win, Vinny. What a big win. Napoli's back, baby. 2-1 against Salernitana. Let's go.
Wow. And honestly, guys, this is like shit, man. I know that the president of Salernitana wanted to complain again about his referees. I know we're going to touch on it a little bit more. But guys, if Napoli wasn't going to score on this one, Jesus Christ, man, it was going to be really... It was going to be time, Steve. It was going to be time. Look at the watch. Fine. Mazzarri. And in the end, I think, you know, getting Mazzarri. Anyways, I don't know what they accomplished. But yes, a much needed 3 points.
I know they were speaking about this, how curious this was. 96-minute goal by someone that they've been trashing for the longest time. You know? Amir Rahmani has been trashed by all Napolitans that he's no good, blah, 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 blah. He saves face at Diego Maradona for Naples, or us, we're having some serious, serious fun tonight. Let me tell you that much.
Big snooze fest there, Genoa.
Very bad. Very
Genoa, very Torino. 0-0 Torino going from beating Napoli the week before, but still made here. Verona beating Empoli, deservingly here. Verona, again, with this, trying to battle for relegation. I know Empoli fired their coach, Steve, I believe, today.
Yeah, and he's Gonzo.
Gonzo, even them, we're going to take a look after at the battle for relegation. And then, Monza-Inter, Steve, una partita di rigore. Lots of penalties in this one here, but guys, in the end, Let's just stop about they're making Inter win and the referees this and they have much more penalties and they don't have a lot of fouls. Guys, they're the best fucking team in Serie A. Just get it through our heads. They're the best team. You think we like saying fucking shit like this? You guys think that Inter was going to lose to Monza, guys? Seriously. Come on.
Look. They really stapled it in terms they were 3-0 up at the 60th minute, so not much Monza in this panini. Let me tell you that much.
At 2-1, then what was it? The elbow that was offside on Caprari's goal there. What was it anyway?
Guys, the rules are rules. VAR problem. I have no idea.
Lazio. Not their best performance, but definitely needed this win here. They scored late too, Steve, but much needed because they were on a kind of a good run, Lazio, and definitely needed. This is where sometimes you see Lazio dropping points or being the Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde, but definitely the better team won in this one.
Yeah, so play midweek in the Derby della Capitale against Roma and beat them. So a lot of energy wasted in that one. It's not something that they were going to lay down and have a snooze fest for. So guaranteed it translates in this trap game against Lecce at home. Not very impressive from Lazio. 6 shots, 2 on goal. Late goal, like you said. But again, at this point in time, the dog days are here. African Nations Cup. I don't know how many players they have. They have away on African Nations Cup. But, you know, the rosters are a little bit thin, a lot more injuries, so you just want to start accumulating points for the stretch run.
Looking at Hold on a second. Did I forget one of the... Oh, Steve, keep talking because I'm missing one of the slides here.
Yeah, so after that, you'll see, you'll probably see Fiorentina-Udine, which was an exciting 2-2 game, back and forth, late to equalizer, late winner. Udine dropping points, Fiorentina dropping points kind of to Udine. So that was a tough match, setting up us and our matchup with this weekend when we just said. Cagliari-Bologna. Bologna loses again, 2-1 to Cagliari. What's wrong with Bologna? But they're still
in, but Bologna were still making in striking Champions distance. League,
they're still in striking distance, but dropping very, very bad points. You know, Cagliari, Bologna, I'm surprised with Bologna. They were on a really, really good streak.
And this is what, 4 in a row now?
Yeah, not understanding why they can't keep it together. There's nothing, no injuries, not missing players. I guess people now, they're aware of Bologna and they're bringing their A game. So,
You mentioned Fiorentina Udinese. And Fiorentina, do you think they're dipping a little bit? Fiorentina started off really strong, but no, I don't think. Maybe
everybody's dipping a little bit now. We're losing a bit of momentum after the holiday. It takes them a little bit of time to get back from vacation, but I'm pretty sure once February hits, mid-February, it's a rock and roll again.
Exactly. And Steve, obviously, our win and Atalanta 14 minutes in was already up 3-0. Even
finished 5-0.
5-0, and CDK scoring, yay. And the Juventus, Steve, because they played on Thursday, they get how many days off? They play on they play
19
on
the days off they got. That's what they get.
So we're gonna go take a look at the tables. With Atalanta winning today, that would put them at 33 points, on par with Lazio, you know. And I was, yes, we like to poke fun at Napoli, Steve, or the guys. Napoli's at 31. Fourth place is at 34. Just to put you in perspective how weak everybody else has been, right? So Inter, Juve, Milan, obviously. And yes, Empoli firing their coach today. Salernitana, Steve, I don't think Salernitana even has a fighting chance of trying to stay up in Serie A. Empoli, unless they come up with maybe one or two wins, but other than that, you're going to see that. Verona, Cagliari. That's crazy. Looking at 17 points to 19 points from 14 to 18, that's going to be quite the battle. And
Lecce is not free. They're 21. This is it's 4 points difference between 18th and 13th place.
So at least they're keeping us entertained. Hopefully, Juve could, you know, maybe put a stick in Inter's wheels. Maybe Inter can fall off a little bit, because us in the end, what do we want? For them not to get the second star before us. Steve, how was your Fantacalcio today? This week?
This week was a loss this week. They didn't have very good results this week. Not a lot of... We have Hakan. He scored 2 goals, but that just wasn't enough.
Not enough.
Players are not.
Maybe you should talk to Chicken Karim. Chicken Karim, he's holding the lead after 2 weeks on their Serie A fantasy one. Peter, they're just 13 points behind. You have Zaid, you have Alex, Tony. So, guys, Serie A fantasy, I know you guys like your fantasy sports, changing all your players every single week, whether it be culture, whether it be football. And on that note, ladies and gents. And that segment was brought to you by Fubo TV, your home for all things Serie A here in Canada. CVP, wanted to bring it over to Patreon and some questions. Just create them this week. And it's loading up. Loading. But we... Andon writes to us, greeting gents, nice victory. We own Roma, but we have a huge liability in the team, and that is our captain. How do you think we can fix that problem in getting a new, better right back and a new captain for Forza Milan? Yeah, Calabria, didn't know Fabio had mentioned him, saying maybe he was his flop of the match. I don't know. He's a good rotational player, but to get rid of him completely? I don't see Calabria getting rid of
him. Maybe they just need to get him some rest and start some players and try to get him some rest. It seems tired. seems like someone who is overthinking things and making his life very complicated. If I remember correctly, it's him who conceded the penalty again, right? So
yeah,
it seems like we're 1-0 down without even starting because we know that Calabria is going to concede a penalty. So let's get him some rest. Let's, you know, he has to regroup and make sure that
give some minutes to Bartosaghi. Bartosaghi,
rumor says, might be on loan to Monza. So that's a fantastic piece of work there, right? Let's do that, right? So I know we have the signing from Roma, the Swiss Army knife, the Italian Krunic. He can play everywhere. Well, let's go. And let's see. Let's see if he can play right back.
David Gorasha, good evening, gentlemen. Been a long time since I asked you guys the questions. Here it goes. Acknowledge Davey Malibu. Told you guys from the beginning that Adley was more efficient than Scrap Krunic. Okay, Davey. Okay. All jokes aside, you think Adley's performance might overshadow Pioli's tactics since he didn't play him more and only once Krunic was injured or out of favor with Pioli? Let me know what you guys think. Davey. If Benacer wasn't in the African Cup, Adley would be on the bench.
Yes.
So, Adley, I know, you know, him and Hosni, like the Krunic haters and, you know, the Adley lovers. Guys, Adley has had great performances from his starts, but as you said, he's had bad ones when he came off the bench.
He's had like 1.5 good performances.
At the beginning of the year, he had maybe one or two. As soon as he came off the bench. Okay, so let's just say he's playing really good. How do you integrate him? Reindeers, he's a machine. Has he even missed a minute of play, Reindeers? Is he going to take Loftus-Cheeks in that position there?
Well, we've talked about it. I need to see more. If you're just taking up space, that's great, but I need a little bit of production.
And that's what it is, right? But again, Adley, in a team that you want to construct, would be a great rotational player. As a starter, I have to see more, as you were saying. And Lab Gorilla, Allez les Bleus, Forza Francese, we seem to be in a solid third place with distance on both sides. If this was our final league position, what would be your biggest takeaway from this season? What would be our biggest takeaway from this season, Steve? Too many wasted chances. Too many games going up to nothing. How many points dropped?
Not enough quality.
Injuries. Yeah. Quality, Steve, you know, it's hard because we actually went to get players this summer, right?
Yeah, hold on. We went to get players that we could afford. They're not the first choice players that you would buy.
But let's say depth-wise, right? I'm not saying about quality of players. Depth-wise, are we better this year than last year? Yes. But have we had a chance to... We had never had a chance since day one to have a full... Maybe what, the first couple of weeks to have a full squad?
But that's that's everybody. But you have to be able to find the right recipe, right? So I just think the quality of play of all Serie A has gone down dramatically. You know? You're watching, and not only in Serie A, I'm saying across the board. We're looking at the athlete now and not the soccer player anymore. And if you see, our buys are more on the athletic trend than the soccer player trend. The fantasista is almost going away. We're having people who are fantastic at track play soccer with, you know, not a lot of soccer IQ and not too much not too much creativity anymore. And it's getting a bit boring. I know the EPL does a great job of marketing it. But as a soccer purist, it's getting boring, guys. This is not soccer anymore. It's an athletic competition. It's a mini Olympics.
And VAR has a lot to do with that. What do you take of... I'm going to ask you, this is my Patreon question for you, Steve. We like to complain. Obviously, refereeing complaints week in, week out. But I found that the last 2 weeks, when was the last time you saw dirigente coming out? The guy from Salernitana, the guy from Verona, the guy who, like, everybody called, the guy, who did he say? Tommaso Rocchi, get out. We want your resignation. What do you think is causing these amministratore coming out and really publicly going against the referees and the bad, like something needs to be changed. But why now, according to you?
Because I think that they're at the point where now it's starting to hit their pockets. You know, removing 3 points from Salernitana is like removing 30 from Juve. Hmm. Those 3 points are a big change in the check that they're going to get scratched at the end of the year. So because these owners now are starting to become a little bit more intelligent in terms of like, this is affecting my brand and I'm allowed to talk and I should be talking. Maybe. I'm just saying there's a slight maybe that the owners are going to start looking for ways to make this better and force them to look for ways to make this better. Because in the end, they're clients of the FIGC. The FIGC needs to make these guys happy. These are the guys who, you know, Lega Calcio, FIGC, both these bodies, all these bodies need to make these guys happy because they're invested in the league. They've poured in all this money.
Do you think an NHL idea is something like, you know, there's one center, everything runs through there. It's always the same people instead of having this rotation of referees we've had.
No, you know, Vinny, why do it the way people are supposed to be doing it? Let's just do it our way.
Okay.
Let's just do it the
same. Sorry, I was thinking out loud there.
Yeah, no. Why would you bring up such a great idea like that? Like, no, absolutely not. There's no New York in Italy. I'm sorry. You know, the NHL has New York. I think so does the NFL. But again, that's something that they're so behind and they're so
it's so sad,
archaic. Actually. It's comical that the league even runs, to be honest with you. Because a computer, if we could put it as an example, let's say a computer. Hmm. Your computer, you know, back in the day when you got a computer and you got a laptop and, you know, you were all happy. And it was like 2 years old and it was still new. But in reality, it wasn't new. Hmm. It was like really old. Well, we don't even have a computer in Serie A. We have a piece of paper, maybe, and like a piece of lead, not even a pencil, a piece of lead to write on. That's how behind they are, Vinny. And it's sad because it affects everything across the board. And it makes the league look comical. And it makes the league look unattractive and not wanting others to come and invest in this league, whatever it may be, from wherever they are. If the money's not coming from Italy, it has to come from somewhere else. But you have to have an attractive product or they're not going to come.
And don't complain if these American buyers are coming in because...
They're coming. They're splashing the cash, Vinny. They're splashing the cash and no one else is not. Yes, they're going to run it like a business because that's what it is. It's sports entertainment business. It's, you know, I have a wrestling reference.
Sports entertainment.
Before you. Wow. Wow.
Not bad. You know what, Steve? Let's finish off. We had a good weekend. Jan has updated the slides.
He Let's gave go, us Jan.
An
Let's
audio accompanying.
Hear everybody cry. Oh my God, you put my tweet on. You're busting out your tweets. How could you guys? You know, you're shaming me. Shame, 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 shame.
Sorry about last week, everybody. We had a little bit of a technical issue. So, first slide, we have a nice graphic here. Ankle-snapping center backs. And I don't know why, but Edge at Addison Era 2 put our very own Gennaro Gattuso on this list. I never saw Gattuso play center back. Just for that, you're busted. Like, come on. Do some research. He did not play center back. We're going to go on to the next slide from Find Your Way Back at KK00KK100. It's clearly what is happening. They couldn't stop Napoli to be the champions last season by their media and their weak ways. And now they are using another way to stop our progress and trying to kill any game for us. There must be investigation, which is not expected in Italia. I don't know how much more busted you have to be to think that the media is forcing Napoli to play like a lower-grade MLS side week in and week out. I thought Point at the Watch Mazzari was a terrible follow-up appointment to that Pagliaccio that they first hired Garcia. Also, I think Napoli fans have to come to a realization that your team overperformed. Outside of Osimhen and maybe Cabarradona over there, your team isn't that great. Spalletti had miracles. He left because he knew he couldn't repeat. Your owner has a bigger ego than any owner I've ever seen in sports. Made two terrible decisions. Penny pinching all the way. Your team is just not that good. Get over it.
So, Steve, according to KK00KK100, it's clear what has happened. They couldn't stop Napoli to be champions last season by their media and their weak ways. But now they're using other ways to stop our progress and trying to kill any game for us.
Yeah,
there must be investigation, which is not expected in Italia.
Yeah, so they're going to check the water at the Maradona to see if they injected small particles of Rudy Garcia.
Yes.
And then followed up, once Rudy Garcia got fired, small particles like the Matrix for them to say, hey, after we signed Rudy Garcia and we failed, let's sign someone to fail more in Walter Mazzari and his watch.
This was a good find. What does Jan have for us? Audio commentary to follow here.
Third tweet from Rossoneri TV. If you don't know them, it's probably because they're behind a paywall. Gros di qui. Bye-bye. Thank God the Italian government came to their senses. Imagine selling to your own people. You get to pay taxes in full. But others come to work in Italy and pay half the tax. Finally, after 5 years of misery, young Italian footballers can dream again. Sorry, buddy. Italy has made, said yeah anyway, has benefited from this growth decree with Roma winning a conference league, three Italian teams making the finals in each respective European competition. The league has been more open and balanced than it has ever been, you know, unlike the times that Juventus was just dominating. So very short-sighted thoughts over here. I think the gentleman that is writing these tweets is doing so for a reaction, not very well thought out. And honestly, Italians are their own worst enemy. And a guy named Ari is trying to tell us that he knows better. I don't even think he's Italian. And if he is, I thought I had a weird name being Yan, but Ari, I don't know. I just don't get it. This is a very bad take. Once again, you might not have heard of them because they're behind the paywall. I guess takes like this, you know, they cost money. Following up, next.
So, growth decree, busted, not busted. It's like, I get what he's trying to say. Young Italian footballers could dream again. But if the young Italian footballers could dream again, we shouldn't need to get rid of this whole growth decree because now we're not going to attract anybody. And Serie A is not going to get any more popular, Steve, without this growth decree and the taxes. Maybe yes, Raul is, what's the point? Yeah, sorry, Raul, because sometimes in the comments, they talk to themselves, right? So maybe you were commenting.
Why don't you tag us, Raul?
Huh? So
if anyways. Raul would tag us, we would answer his questions, Raul. Back to Rossoneri TV. It's a tweet to get an attraction. He's going to get 40,000 hits on this. Absolutely, because stupidity just brings on stupidity. It's, again, is it a stupid rule? It's a rule that they needed. You're basically killing Serie A more than it needs to be killed. They're doing a great job of killing themselves. Hey, government, let's put something back in. Let's take something away that was helping them instead of helping them get out of this. Like, hey, if you would not make it so complicated to purchase land, we will be able to build some new stadiums.
Let's say, and get revenue somewhere else. Exactly.
And get revenue. Then you won't need this growth decree. But no, let's do absolutely nothing to help the teams and take away something.
And
that's
take helpful. Away. Yeah.
Classic Italy.
What else does Jan have for us here?
Next tweet is again from the same account. You can laugh all you want, but Acerbi has been arguably one of the best defenders in Serie A since joining Inter. You clearly don't have the ability to see that. open your eyes. I'm sorry, buddy. One Champions League final where he played very well against Haaland does not make him the best center back in Italy since joining Inter. There is other players that have played better at the position. I'm not one to make lists because I'm not a 14-year-old girl. But stop being contrarian just for contrarian's sake. Inter has an incredible team in front of Acerbi. And I think most Inter fans will tell you he's not even their best center back.
He's a good defender, Steve, but one of the best defenders in Serie A?
Absolutely not.
No, this one, he's a Juventino, really? But I love Calcio.
Yeah, good. You can look really good as a center back when your midfield is that dominant.
What else does Jan have for us here?
Thank you. Next one. We have from Mike at Juventino MC, Diallo, Inter, hijacked by Juventus. Popovic, Milan, hijacked by Juventus. Samardzic, Napoli, hijacked by Juventus. Ladies and gentlemen, Cristiano Giuntoli. Buddy Mike, you have hijacked nothing. Samardzic is still a player of Udinese. Popovic's agents want more money to get paid. If you guys want to keep paying people more money, go ahead and have the kid. It's going to be Caiorghe, version 2.0. Diallo to Inter, hijacked by Juventus. I haven't seen him been presented. Have any of these people been presented? Just on the fact that you're saying that they are hijacked and that they're finalized makes you busted. Thanks for showing up. We'll see you again next week because you usually do appear in this list, Nick.
So, Steve, they have... thank you, Raul. Sometimes maybe we're going to get a segment of comments from you guys and get your questions from there. But, Steve, they have... They have a guy that lays down the hammer. He just, you know, he hijacks all these players that, so instead of recruiting his own players, like, hey, this guy's going to Milan. Let me hijack him here and hijack him there. But
basically this guy, Mike, is saying that, hey, my direttore sportivo is so good at Twitter that anybody could do this job.
Oh,
okay. As soon as you see other people linked to the other team, let me just hijack him.
Gotcha.
Guys, they're not hijacking nothing, guys. This is... God.
It's entertaining. Thank you, Jan.
I love it. I love Calcio Mercato for this. This is spectacular.
And we're going to try it. Because,
unfortunately, no one's going to remember this tweet. But at the end of Mercato, you can only see what happened with all these three players, right? Did he end up signing them? Did they go somewhere else? It's just no one knows, right? But they're not hijacking anything unless they're signed with a piece of paper and they go. And is it hijacking? So many teams talk to so many players. The player's agent is not going to stick, oh, Milan's talking to Popovic. Not going to talk to anybody else. No, sorry. Can't talk to you. And Popovic for Milan is a very delicate situation. We don't have a lot of non-EU spots left. I think it's the last one.
Yeah, it is the last one. So
you better be goddamn sure you're signing someone who's worth that last non-EU spot. I'm telling you now. So,
what else, Jan?
Next tweet. Axelrod43 at Axelrod431. Allegri is the same kind as Pioli. Both Juve and Milan have way better teams than Inter, but the mediocre coach doesn't let the team perform better.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what this person is smoking. What they're drinking, or maybe they have an indigestion. But both Juve and Milan do not have way better teams than Inter. That's the objective. Inter has the best team, the most depth. They deservedly are in first place. They've been together the longest. Their project is going full steam ahead. And they deserve to be in the position that they're in. I think Allegri is a step higher than Pioli as a coach, personally. I think what Allegri is doing with this Juventus squad is something to be mentioned. He's doing a great job. But this tweet is busted on so many levels. I don't understand how some people can think that Juve and Milan are
way
on
better.
Paper better rosters than Inter. That's clearly busted.
We don't even need to describe why we're going with the, I don't even know what he has on the next slide. This is a winner, Steve. This is this is where you have to wonder, like, is this person for real? Are they
are you looking for a reaction? Well, they got the reaction. You got the triple play of busted Calcio tweets right here. Again, yeah, Allegri, this... Pioli, Juve, Inter. Look, Inter has the best team. And again, if you want to keep the Rossoneri glasses on and you don't want to take them off, or the Juve glasses on and you don't want to take them off, that's fine. You'll tweet like this, but don't do it out in the public. People are going to find it. And we found it.
We did. Thank you, Jan. What else?
Next tweet from PSG Int at PSG Int _. Why is Sadio Mane getting tons of hate for doing nothing wrong? Pedophile equals a person who is sexually attracted to a children. She was 16. That's not a child. But once again, people have been brainwashed. PSG Int, who pays for the blue check mark. I guess it fits the profile here. Buddy, 16 years old, you're still a child. I don't know what country you're in. Maybe you're from a time machine where 16 years old, you already had 3 mortgages and 14 children. 16 years old is a child. Sadio Mane was grooming this kid from the age of 16 to marry her at 19. To put it into context, Sadio Mane is playing at AFCON right now, and his wife is learning mathematics. You're a weirdo. And very busted. Next tweet. It's more of a reaction. Fabrizio Romano tweeted, breaking. Premier League charges Nottingham Forest and Everton with breaching financial rules. Clubs facing points deductions charged by Premier League with breaching profit and sustainability rules. Second charge this season for Everton, docked 10 points in November. The busted part of this is the answer from Tweet Chelsea UK at Tweet Chelsea UK. Both should be relegated, sick of clubs thinking they can do what they want. Now, normally, if this was coming from a Leeds United fan, Southampton fan, heck, Leicester fan, anyone but a Chelsea fan, could you be so head in the sand and not realize what your own club is doing and how they're ruining the great sport that we love with the way they spend money like drunken sailors? So you're busted, buddy. Busted. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to always send more suggestions to @BustedCalcio on Twitter. You can send them through the Patreon. You can send them directly through Milan Weekly Pod as well. We're always looking for more. Thank you, and have a great night.
Thank you, Jan. And I think we're going to do maybe a special segment. He's going to come up with his own little video. We're going to share it to the Patreon first and foremost, and then post it up. But Steve, it's not even a discussion.
No. This guy wins,
but this guy's funny.
This guy's funny. Yeah.
400 million in the last January transfer window. No, they're what? In 10th? They went from 10th to 10th with the win over 11
to 10th, I think.
And by the way, our new subscriber here, Noah, he agrees that Pioli's like Allegri. Like, it's not no way. Pioli Colione like Allegri. They're all like. Maybe we need to buy Jan a mic. He does have a mic, but I think he was at work during these ones here. So we'll see what we could do for the next.
We're gonna fix it up, Fitcom. We're gonna fix it up. Don't worry about it.
Steve, on that note, Wednesday will be a special Coast to Coast. You guys know that Fabio and Gio's coming back. They do analyze the game much different than you and I when they do it, like, you know, the player ratings and the report card. Special podcast for yourself featuring Mr. X. We're going to leave it at Mr. X for now. On Wednesday, Presidente will fax over the thumbnail and everything so you guys can be notified. And again, on Saturday, I will not fall asleep this time, guys. Pre-game chat. Un saluto to our friend Nico that went from Phoenix, Arizona, Steve. He's moving to Cancun, but he had to fly to Detroit to go back up to Mexico. Hope he was freezing his ass off this morning.
Good luck, Nico. Good luck. And maybe we're going to come and visit you in Cancun.
Yeah, then he's going to come up with a Milan club. He gave up the reins to Milan Club Phoenix and probably going to do Probably going to do something over there. Why should we tune in live? If the panel is not addressing a single comment during live, then we can watch it later. Thank you. Thank you, Raul. People like to watch live because they like to be entertained, or they like to get some glimpses of genius like Steve's Napoli rant on the other one. And maybe you don't come here often, but most of the time, the comments, they talk to each other. They interact with each other. And sorry if I'm doing a special segment, Raul, and I can't just stop the segment and go to your question to answer it. I'm sorry. If you don't like it, watch it on another time, or you can go watch Rossoari TV for the live 7-hour feed at $3 a month. Stevie, anything else to add before we let our thousands and thousands of viewers go?
Yeah, really excited for Wednesday, guys. Tune in. It's going to be something fantastic. And really excited for Fabio. And Gio's back, baby. Wednesday night, coast to coast. Tune in for those guys. They're going to bring the energy. They're going to bring the heat, guys. And we're going to entertain. So we're ready for Udine. Let's start talking about it now, ladies and gentlemen. Don't drop points against Udine, please.
Per favore. And on that note, ovunque e sempre, Steve.
Forza Milan!
Forza Milan, guys.